Then if you use that way and study all day, well, we read them every day, really. Mm-hmm. Every other day anyway. Sometimes mm-hmm. around 2 days, but ordinarily if you're working that wagon, hauling, mm-hmm. you need to read that wagon every day.
Mm-hmm. Jolly. You had a special grease for this?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Had a special axle grease, we call it.
Uh-huh. Was that ever called dope?
Yeah, dope. That's it. It's been a long time since I'd heard that term, but I can remember it.
Was that the brand name of it? Or?
Axle dope, yeah.
Axle dope.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Black and sticky as pitch, wasn't it?
Well, not all of it. Some of it was yellow. Looked pretty near good enough to eat. But the pitch was
stick
black.
Stick to your ribs, huh?
The pitch was black. That was the first that was used. The dope was not really pitch. It had some kind of oil or something in it. It wasn't real pitch. That real pitch, that stuff, when it'd get really cold, it'd put in your sticky wheels that got warmed up a little.
Oh. Just like that. Right, huh?
Yeah. Then it'd warm up a little. I said, all right. It served it all. Lubrication.
Hmm. What did you call a bar behind each horse when you had him?
Single tree.
And then the single tree hooked to what?
Double tree. One hook, one each end of the double tree, you see.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted your horses to start, what did you tell them?
Get up.
And which way did they go?
We followed. Uh-huh. Straight out.
And if you wanted them to go faster, what did you say to them?
Get up, get up.
Stir them up some more.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted them to stop.
Whoa.
If you wanted them to go this way.
Right or left.
No.
Come to you.
Well, not forwards, but the other way.
Backwards.
Uh-huh.
Back up.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, back up.
Uh-huh. If you wanted them to go to the left, what did you say?
To the left was haw.
Haw.
Right was G.
Do you have any special term for the left-hand horse?
Yeah, that was an off horse.
Off horse. That's interesting, isn't it?
The other one was a lead horse.
Lead or off.
Mm-hmm.
In, when you were riding horseback, where did you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
Stirrups?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that held the saddle to the horse?
No, it was a girth.
So did you use one of those or two of those?
Well, sometimes you use two, more than that, just one.
And two when you were roping? Or?
Yeah, two was, made it a lot safer.
Uh-huh. Keep the saddle and the horse together.
Most cowmen, they like to use two because they rope with stock, you know. They want that saddle tied on that horse that wouldn't come off.
Uh-huh.
And they always use a flank girth, but ordinarily just riding if you wasn't working that horse, well, one girth was all we used.
Uh-huh. That's if you were just out riding?
Yeah, it was sort of sport riding and just wasn't doing any work or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you wear things on your legs when you were out riding? In the
well, I never did wear much chaps, but there was a good many people did.
These came all the way up to the hip?
Yeah, yeah, they come all the way up in front and back behind, up to about there, we'd say. They didn't cover the CD trousers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's too rough to sit and saddle on. They didn't like them that way. They liked them to come up in front.
Uh-huh.
That was for protection, you see.
Turn the brush?
Turn the brush. And they were pretty good protection in the cold, bad weather, too. Uh-huh. Turn the weather.
Do you use leather ones here, or
mm-hmm.
Woolly ones? Or?
Leather.
What did you use when you were going to break a horse? What did you put on his head?
Put a hackamore on it.
And then if you were going to put him on a buggy?
Yeah, put a bridle on him then.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a hackamore and a halter?